Preparations are already underway for the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's voyage to Australia. 2020 will be that anniversary, and the search is on to find his ship, the Endeavour. It's thought that the Endeavour might have ended up its sailing days as part of a fleet of British transport ships that were scuttled in Newport Harbour, Rhode Island, during the American Revolution. Now divers and archaeologists from the Australian Maritime Museum are part of a project that's mapping that area. It's thought that 13 shipwrecks lie there. Is one of them the Endeavour? Well, Kevin Sumption is the man to ask. He's CEO and Director of the Australian National Maritime Museum. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Kevin, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
What evidence is there that the Endeavour might be one of those shipwrecks in Newport Harbour?
There's very good evidence in the Admiralty's archive in Kew Gardens, which we've been looking at now for the better part of 5 years, along with the folks at the Rhode Island Maritime Archaeology Project. For those of you that know the story, Cook ended up coming back from his voyage here to the east coast of Australia about the 12th of July, 1771. So 3 years he'd been at sea, and almost immediately the Endeavour is kind of discarded in the UK. But it then spends three less illustrious years serving the garrison in the Falkland Islands, and eventually the British abandon the Falkland Islands, and Endeavour actually takes the last soldiers back to the UK from the Falkland Islands. 1775, we now know, sold into private hands and starts sending Hessian troops to the eastern colonies of the United States. It's since been renamed the Lord Sandwich, and the Hessian troops are German mercenaries, and ends up in Newport Harbour.
And what were the, sorry, this is nothing to do with the Endeavour, what were the German mercenaries to do?
The German mercenaries were there trying to help the British forces fight the American Revolutionary forces. So it was working as a troop transport vessel.
It's a real history-making ship, this Endeavour, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's got such an amazing history, taking in the Falklands, taking in the American War of Independence.
But what makes us think that the Endeavour might be one of those lying at the bottom of the sea? Were they wrecked, those ships? What happened to them?
Well, what happened is between the 3rd and the 6th of August 1778, the British garrison in Newport, Rhode Island, got word that the French fleet were about to attack the garrison. Now, about 2 months earlier, the French had signed a secret agreement with the American forces to support the revolutionary forces against the British. Big French fleet on the horizon. The garrison gets incredibly anxious, and so what it does, it takes 12 of its transport vessels and it lays them out in a big arc and it sinks them deliberately. It scuttles these vessels.
Oh, right.
And the Lord Sandwich, from the Admiralty records, we know is one of these vessels, and the Lord Sandwich is the Endeavour.
Okay, so we think, pretty sure the Lord Sandwich is there. Why haven't we been able to verify that yet? How deep is the water? Because this international project, as you've been working on it for 5 years with others from the United States, what's the challenge?
The challenge really is it's one of 12 vessels. We now know where 9 of those 12 vessels are. We rather suspect 3 of them have been either disrupted in the building of a bridge in Newport, and there's also a torpedo testing site in Newport, and we reckon that 2 to 3 of the wrecks were used as target practice for torpedoes. So it's been a very, very careful and methodic process of doing forensic analysis of those 9 vessels, and we've identified 3 of a size of a construction technique. One of those 3 is likely to be Endeavour.
And how will we know? What will be the identifier that clinches us? There's not a name, presumably, the Lord Sandwich written on the side.
No, that's right. And, of course, its very last use as a vessel was as a prison hulk. So, actually, what we're likely to recover, if anything, are artefacts relating to its very last use. Now, what we're looking for, the Admiralty records are meticulous, right down to when they changed timbers and what kind of timber that they put in for any repairs. We know that the very small keel that Endeavour has is made of elm. It's a reasonable chance that the elm keel may well be sitting there in the mud in one of these wrecks in Newport Harbour. And if we can core sample that, that will mostly be the most conclusive evidence we
can
find.
And is it deep diving?
Nope, 2 to 4 metres.
Okay, so there's plenty of diving going on around these wrecks.
Yeah.
If you do manage to ascertain that that is an elm
keel.
Keel. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with this? The ship obviously can't be recovered and brought back to the Maritime Museum, but what is the aim?
There's very little left of the three vessels. There's mainly what we'd see as stone material that was used for the balancing out of the ships, some timbers, and possibly a lot of organic matter under the silt. As I say, most of that relating to its prison hulk days. We might recover some of the material. The intent primarily is for the building of a museum in Newport that looks at the important role that the Newport garrison played in the War of Independence. And it is there that material is most probably going to end up. But we'll bring some small parts
of
it back.
Some bit of the endeavour back.
We will, and we'll also be doing a major travelling exhibition that will travel through the United States as well as Australia.
We sound very upbeat about it, so that's good. Just before I let you go, you are the director of the National Maritime Museum in Sydney, and you've got something big happening this weekend. It's called Action Stations. Just tell us a little about that.
Action Stations is opening on Sunday. It's the largest new cultural attraction to open in Australia in the last 15 years. It's a very, very specialist new pavilion being built between our submarine, HMAS Onslow, and destroyer, HMAS Vampire. It tells the story of the Royal Australian Navy deep in the Cold War in the 1970s. Both of these vessels operated particularly in Southeast Asia. Interesting overtones of what's going on now in our neighbourhood in the South China Sea. It's a cinematic experience, high screen cinema piece takes you back to Australia in the 1970s, a brand new research centre, and a complete reinterpretation of those two warships.
Museums, they're so dynamic these days. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
And good luck on Sunday. Kevin Sumption, CEO and Director of the Australian National Maritime Museum, and Action Stations opens this Sunday at the Maritime Museum in Darling Harbour. If you haven't been there, get along there. It is really a terrific thing to do.